All right, welcome to another edition of the program. This is Blue Free Dive Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And today is January 7th, 2008. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And we got a ton of stuff to get into today. Of course, tomorrow is the big New Hampshire primary date, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens. I mean, it's so crazy. I have so much information to go over in today's program. It's going to be almost impossible to cover it all. But we definitely have to get into the New Hampshire primary. And as I'm sure most of you are aware, I live up here in New Hampshire. I've kind of got a sense of what's going on here. And it's really difficult to judge. It's really difficult to judge, especially with the exclusion from the debates, the Fox News debates. Ron Paul is excluded from that event, and the performance by Congressman Paul in the previous debate, in the ABC debate, you know, I thought could have been a lot better. I didn't think it was a complete disaster, but the first half of the debate, when they were just pouncing on him with the issue of the war, I just wish he was a little more aggressive. And I think that may have hurt him a little bit, but we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Obviously, a very important day tomorrow, so we're going to talk extensively about the New Hampshire primary, about the Ron Paul campaign, and his chances of coming out on top here in New Hampshire. I still think he's going to do well, but I think the debate performance hurt him a little bit, and we'll cover all of that in the next segment. Some of our news we want to get into today. We got so much stuff. We have to talk about this story that came out this past night. Fox News used planted actor in focus groups. Literally, you have Frank Luntz and his focus groups. They are bringing in planted people into their focus groups in order to distort the reality that they give the viewer. Very, very crafty, very, very diabolical on the part of Fox News and Frank Luntz. It just shows their dishonesty and how they are willing to pull out all the dirty tricks in order to make people believe there's a certain reality out there when that's not necessarily the case. And of course, that was aided with the exclusion of Dr. Paul from their little debate forum that they had. And they set up a whole police state grid to ensure that Ron Paul supporters didn't disrupt the whole event that they're having on St. Anselm's campus. So we'll talk about that. We'll also get into some news with the oh, wow. There's 10,000 Israeli police that are going to be sent out to guard George Bush in his visit over to Israel. That's a little excessive, I think. We also have some other news. John McCain said that we could be in Iraq for 100 years, if you can believe that. Totally insane. We also have this other news. Actually, this is pretty big news. There was almost an event that took place in the Middle East between the Iranian Navy and our ships that are patrolling the area. So a very, very interesting happening there. And fortunately, we did not get some sort of contrived Gulf of Tonkin-like incident that took place there, thankfully. So we'll get into that as well. And man, we got so much other news. I'm just going to try to get into as much of it as possible. Of course, there's a new Al-Qaeda tape that is coming out. Adam Gadan, of course, his past is very, very suspect. Lots of ties with the Israeli lobby groups, his family. And the whole thing really just stinks. So we're going to get into that. And it's just a real coincidence that we see this new Al-Qaeda tape. And we see this event with Iran take place right before the New Hampshire primary. I think it's very suspicious. I think it was timed intentionally. We'll get into all that on the other side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's get into the New Hampshire primary, the Ron Paul campaign. Let's just get right into it. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little frustrated with what's going on here. Because we have poured in, what is it, like $20 million to this campaign in the past quarter. And quite frankly, I'm just not seeing the results here. You know, I hate to criticize the campaign. You know, I think they've done a pretty decent job with the resources they've had. But we got to start spending this money. We got to start spending this money now. I'll give you an example. First, my dad actually went up to the Ron Paul headquarters here in New Hampshire, and they were out of signs. They were out of signs. Meanwhile, you have the Mitt Romney campaign, the Clinton campaign. You have all these other big players out there, and they're posting signs up all over the place. Meanwhile, we want to go up to the campaign. We want to get signs to post, and they didn't have any. I just find that unacceptable. So I'm not sure what they're actually doing with this money. I don't know if they're trying to save it, but we don't have much time here. We got, what, South Carolina? We got Michigan? We got all these big states coming up. From what I've heard about Michigan, there hasn't been a whole lot of advertising up there. I think there's been there hasn't been enough advertising here, even in New Hampshire. So I'm not sure where this whole thing is heading. Hopefully the campaign is going to look really smart, and we're going to see a huge victory tomorrow, a top three finish with Congressman Paul being in the top three. But if we don't, this is going to be a major, major mistake not spending more money. And I'm just looking at what the campaign has done here. The meetup group is out in full force. We have lots of great grassroots support here, but it just seems to me the money is not being spent appropriately. I mean, we have to spend this money, because what's going to happen is if let's say Ron Paul wins New Hampshire, that's going to generate momentum. He's going to get more and more support, and then more people are going to want to donate to his campaign. But we got to get a top three finish here in New Hampshire. And if we don't, it's going to be an uphill battle at the very least. And of course, we had the ABC debate and we had Congressman Paul up there. And, you know, I was just disappointed with the first half of the debate. I thought he could have been much more aggressive. I'm not trying to second guess him or whatever. You know, I mean, these people, he's a professional politician. You know, he's been doing this for a long time, and I know it's tough up there. But it just seems to me like that we have all these our candidates up there. Like Rudy Giuliani, for example. How is this man, how can he possibly be still in the election with any sort of support? We have 9/11 workers, former firefighters and victims of 9/11 that absolutely hate his guts. They can't stand the guy. And there's actually a story here, the Huffington Post report on this, that there were actually these ailing 9/11 workers that came up here to New Hampshire to confront Rudy Giuliani on his failures, on his 9/11 failures. And that's all this guy is running on. He's just running on 9/11. This guy shouldn't even be in the race anymore. He should be polling at 1% to 2% support. And he has not been called out on this. And John McCain, for Pete's sake, this guy, in a town hall meeting, and I'm glad the campaign issued a press release about this, but he said that we have to be in Iraq for 100 years. He actually endorsed this idea of us being in Iraq for 100 years. And then you got Mike Huckabee. This guy is stealing all of Ron Paul's ideas. He's the one who's going out there pretending to be a libertarian. You know, he sold the whole evangelical thing in Iowa. Now he's come over here and he's talking about states' rights and liberty and freedom. He's basically hijacking Ron Paul's message. Then you got Fred Thompson up there. I mean, this guy, my goodness. I mean, the guy looks like he's dead. Looks like he's dead. This is such a horrible field of candidates. Ron Paul should be pulling ahead of everybody in the state by now. But we'll have to see what happens tomorrow. I'm not trying to be too harsh on the campaign. I'm not trying to be too harsh on Dr. Paul's debate performance. I mean, I know it's tough up there, you know, especially when you have all these candidates just swarming on you over the war issue. You know, it's tough. But honestly, right now, this country is in a lot of trouble. We are in dire straits right now, and we have to get this man into office. We have to. None of these candidates are going to change a damn thing. On either side of the fence. I don't care how much Barack Obama talks about change. This guy isn't for change. Yeah, he may have voted against the war initially, but then he voted to fund the effort, so that's just like voting for the war anyway. He should have voted against the funding to be consistent. And all these brainwashed idiots keep following him. Oh, he's young and black and charismatic. He represents change. It doesn't represent change. It represents nothing. It represents crap. It's frivolous. It's just a bunch of fluff. The only candidate with any sort of substance is Congressman Paul. He's the only one with any sort of substance. And yeah, they had the town hall meeting, and I guess that was okay. But, I mean, you know, they should have done something a lot more than that. And I just have a bad feeling about this. But, you know, I might be wrong. Maybe I'm just getting a bad feeling. I'm just being too pessimistic. But, you know, we're just in such dire straits. I desperately want this man to do well. So we'll have to see what happens tomorrow. I think he will do decently well. I firmly believe that. And I'm hoping for a top three finish at this point. And we'll just have to see what happens. But realistically, I think if more money was poured into New Hampshire, we would be in much better shape. I'd feel a lot more confident going into tomorrow. But we'll have to see. We'll just have to see. But besides the Ron Paul campaign and New Hampshire primary taking place tomorrow, there was some interesting stuff that took place on the Fox News debate. Of course, Dr. Paul was excluded from this. And it had to do with the focus groups. Now, Frank Lutz, this guy has been running these focus groups. He's actually tried to say, this is just amazing, but he actually tried to say that the term Orwellian is actually a good term. He's actually trying to say, oh, but it's good to be Orwellian. And there's all sorts of claims of the fact that he's fraudulently fixed these different focus groups and everything else. I mean, the guy's past is questionable, to say the least. I mean, you can just do your own research on this Frank Lutz character. And last night, some Ron Paul supporters were looking at the focus group that took place last night to see what was going on with it. And then I don't know how they found this, but there was one of the guys on one of the forums. I forget his name offhand, but he compared the focus group that Frank Lutz conducted back on September 5th, 2007, with the New Hampshire Republican debate, and he compared it with the focus group that Frank Lutz had here on this past Sunday after the Fox News forum. And he was able to spot this one guy named Chuck, the same exact guy in both focus groups. Now, this is very strange because the focus groups are sold to the viewing public as a randomly selected group of people. Yet, here is this one guy named Chuck. I mean, you can just look in the video. I have a whole report at my website, roguegarment.com. You can check it out. Here you have this one guy, Chuck, who is in both focus groups. Now, the odds of that happening aren't very good. It's not very good at all. How is it possible that if these are randomly selected focus groups, that this one guy would show up in both of them? Clearly, this is an attempt to distort reality. Because they're selling the focus group like this is a randomly selected group of people from the New Hampshire Republican group population. And then Frank Lutz came on. He came on air just a little while ago. I had a chance to take a look at it before I came on the radio. And they made the excuse. They said, oh, gee, well, these focus groups, they're actually designed so that we can study the evolving behavior of the voters. That's a bunch of crap. It's really interesting to see in this recent focus group, because they had another focus group tonight, and half of them were pro-Mitt Romney, and half of them were pro-John McCain. And that's the exact reality that the media is trying to portray in their polls and everything else. And then in the debate Sunday, the focus group said, oh, Mitt Romney was a huge winner. Oh, because Mitt Romney needed a boost to catch up with John McCain in the polls. I mean, these people are trying to create reality. And the fact that they're so deceptive about it by having this one person in both the focus groups is dishonest. And it just shows that these people, they have absolutely zero credibility. I mean, if you count on Fox News for news and factual information and to get what's really going on, then you're going to be incredibly misinformed. And I know I don't have to tell the audience, the general audience, all of that, because, I mean, that's why you're listening to these shows. That's why you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. But it's just frustrating because the average American that sees this and is not able to decipher what's really going on, they could be misled by this because they're presented a warped view of reality. So I have a huge write-up on this on my website. It just shows you the deceptive tactics of the establishment media. And that's why they can't be trusted. But anyway, we have to break. I'll get some more news and information on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, welcome back to the show. Want to get into some other news, but I just wanted to really just recap this whole thing with New Hampshire primary. Now, if Ron Paul can come in at least in the top three, I think we're in really good shape moving on to some of the other states like the South Carolinas, the Michigans. But if he doesn't get in the top three, I think we're in trouble. Because this state, this is a state that Ron Paul should actually win. And just considering the amount of independents and the libertarians, and hopefully that will happen. I'm still hopeful. I know there was this thing from this website, seacoastonline.com, and they did some sort of poll out there on the Seacoast, trying to find the article. But he actually did really well. Yeah, let me see here. Here it is. Yeah, Seacoast Online. And the results in the poll over there said that Ron Paul should win and on the Republican side, and Barack Obama should win on the Democrat side. And it's this poll called the Federal Forecast. And basically, Ron Paul came out on top. And this is supposed to be a pretty decent indicator of who will actually end up winning. Now, we'll see if that holds true. Apparently, it's got an 80% success ratio, which is pretty good. So we'll have to see what happens. But outside of a top three finish, it's going to be an uphill battle to get traction into Super Tuesday. But like I said before, we got to start spending the money. The money has to be spent. We have to spend it now. I mean, Mike Huckabee, he's got nothing for money. But, I mean, they're out there, and they're going broke trying to get him to do as well as they possibly can for their candidate in these early states. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, and hopefully I'm being pessimistic, and hopefully he'll do well, because, I mean, God help us if we get another one of these clowns in office. We have enough problems with the economy and everything else. And this is really make or break time for this country. So we'll have to see what happens. But let's get on to some other news. I don't want to take up the whole hour just talking about the Ron Paul campaign, because there was all sorts of other news that came out today that's very, very important. Let's talk about, let's talk about this one. This one's pretty important. There was an event that took place in the Middle East today. And I'll just read this report. This is from the Associated Press. The title of it is Pentagon Claims Iran Harassing Ships. Now, of course, that title is misleading because our Navy is over there harassing Iran. Just think what would happen if the Chinese had a Navy or the Russians had a Navy over here surrounding our country. We would be saying that, well, gee, the Russians and the Chinese are harassing us because their Navy is floating around our territory. It's floating around our country. But, of course, the Pentagon is claiming that Iran is harassing their ships, even though we're in their neighborhood. So the story reads as follows. In what U.S. officials called a serious provocation, Iranian Revolutionary Guard boats harassed and provoked three U.S. Navy ships in the strategic Strait of Hormuz, threatening to explode the American vessels. U.S. forces were on the verge of firing on the Iranian boats in the early Sunday incident, when the boats turned and moved away, a Pentagon official said. It is the most serious provocation of this sort that we've ever seen, said the official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to speak on the record. Now, let's look at it this way. We're over there. And as I said before, we would say the same thing if there was a Navy outside of our territory performing all of these naval maneuvers and having our Air Force fly around. We'd be pretty upset. Now, this is shaping up to be a situation that could shape up to be a contrived Gulf of Tonkin-like incident that started off the Vietnam War, and we all know how that ended. And I just think it's really interesting that this sort of event just happens to come out right before the New Hampshire primaries. Now, maybe it's just totally coincidental. Hard to say. But it's definitely very, very strange. And I just like the spin from the establishment media. Pentagon claims Iran harassing ships. It's really the other way around. But getting the press to admit that would just be a real undertaking. So this was a big news story, kind of overshadowed or it was overshadowed by the New Hampshire primary, but a very important news story, to say the least. And hopefully our military won't be doing any funny business like this anymore, because we're in their neck of the woods. But we'll have to see what happens with this. But it's definitely something to look out for, no question about it. Now, you tie this in with this other news story, this Al-Qaeda tape that just came out, this Adam Gadan. And you take a look at both these things. I mean, you got this Adam Gadan character saying that President Bush is going to be greeted with bombs when he visits the Middle East. And it's just blatant propaganda. Because this Adam Gadan character, this U.S.-born Adam Gadan, his family actually has ties to the ADL and all sorts of our stuff. He's basically a double agent for these Western intelligence agencies. But we'll get into this more on the other side. We have to break. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
All right, we're back. And before the break, I was just getting into this new Al-Qaeda tape that just suddenly popped out on the scenes right before the New Hampshire primary. And then we of course, have this contrived incident in the Strait of Hormuz with the Iranian Navy. Of course, that took place today, and this Al-Qaeda tape has been out for a few days now. But it's really interesting. All these Al-Qaeda tapes, I just cannot believe the establishment media continues to run with this. It's almost as if the people in the establishment, the government, and the media just think that we're really stupid. Because all of these Al-Qaeda tapes have been proven to be fakes and have sources back to Western intelligence agencies. Look at this group, Intel Center. You look at who gets all of these Al-Qaeda tapes. It's always this group, Intel Center, for the most part. They're based out of Alexandria, Virginia, and they have ties to the military-industrial complex and the CIA. And this Adam Gadon character with his family, what is it, Adam Perlman? I think that's his real name, Adam Perlman. So it's Adam Perlman. And his father, Carl Perlman, who has these ties with the ADL, they're trying to pass this guy off like he's this American Al-Qaeda figure. And it's all blatant propaganda. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they actually filmed all this stuff in Alexandria, Virginia. But the bottom line is all these Osama bin Laden tapes and all these al-Qaeda tapes have been proven to be forgeries. And you just look at who releases these things, and it ties right back to Western intelligence. As I said many times on the show, Western intelligence agencies use al-Qaeda as the boogeyman that they blame for all of their operations. Take, for example, the Bhutto assassination with the Pakistani ISI. I'm sure they teamed up nicely with the different Western intelligence agencies that they work with and they have worked with for quite some time now. But you have both these events take place right before the New Hampshire primary. Now, why is that? It's because they want to make sure that the pro-war candidates get traction, like John McCain. He's polling well. So they have to make it seem like, oh, well, the fact that John McCain said that we need to be in Iraq 100 years, we have to make that sound credible. So then they break out the Adam Gadahn tape, and then they create this situation in Iran, which I'm sure was contrived. And we got the big guns over there. We're the ones in their territory. But of course, the media always paints it the other way. I mean, our country's in what? 130 different countries with our military? And we always say that the people who don't want us all around the world, they're the bad guys. No, actually, we're an empire. People resent us because our military is all over the world, and we're getting into the business of all these other countries when we shouldn't be involved in the internal affairs of these other nations. But it's just very suspicious that all of this happens before the New Hampshire primary. It, of course, raises the issue of the war on terror. Oh, the war on terror is credible. We have to have it. We have to have the military all around the world to fight terrorism. And it's purposely designed to derail the campaign for Congressman Paul. There's no question about that. And it seems always they always have these events timed conveniently that's politically expedient for either the establishment, Bush, Clinton. I mean, they've been doing this for years. This is nothing new. And actually, we shouldn't be surprised by this. But let's move on to another story. This one also ties into what's going on in the Middle East. Now, George W. Bush, this guy is actually visiting Israel, if you can believe it. And coincidentally, Israel is going to be briefing George W. Bush on a potential Iran military strike. And this is from the London Times. Israeli security officials are to brief President George W. Bush on their latest intelligence about Iran's nuclear program and how it could be destroyed when he begins a tour of the Middle East and Jerusalem this week. That's from the London Times. And here's another story. 10,000 Israeli police to guard Bush. They need 10,000 police in Israel to guard George W. Bush because he's such a hated figure. Now, I actually heard on CNN that the figure was actually 30,000. This 10,000 figure is coming from the Guardian over in London. And this is how much protection this man needs. Because he's a hated figure. And his support here in the United States, they say his support's in the 30s. I mean, I think it's in the teens. Because they always put lipstick on a pig. I mean, look at Congress's approval rating. It was down to 11%. I mean, people just don't have any confidence in government whatsoever. They have no confidence in this administration. George McGovern actually wrote an article supporting impeachment for George Bush and Dick Cheney. And that was in the Washington Post. This government has zero credibility, has no credibility whatsoever. And you just piece all these different events together. You see the incident with Iran in the Hormuz Strait. You see the al-Qaeda tape. You see the fact that Israel is going to be briefing Bush on an Iran strike. And you see the fact that the Israeli police need to have this huge police presence to guard George W. Bush from some sort of terrorist attack or whatever else, because he's such a hated figure. You see all of these things happening, and none of it adds up to be anything good. But these people, they are operating in fantasy land. It's almost as if these people who are in the establishment that are making these decisions, they don't understand that the paradigm has changed. They don't understand that people don't believe the establishment media anymore. It's almost like they're in this box and they don't know what's going on in the outside world around them. They just listen to their advisors, and their advisors give them a warped view of what's actually happening. And elites throughout history have had this type of sickness. Look at Caligula back in the Roman Empire. And of course, he was killed by his own troops, basically. I mean, Caligula just went crazy and doing all these bizarre things, so eventually had enough of him, and then he was assassinated along with his family. But that's besides the point. I mean, people who have gotten great positions of power, they get arrogant, and they get sloppy, and that's kind of what's happened here. The people don't believe the propaganda, they don't believe the media, they don't believe what sort of reality the media is trying to give them. And they shouldn't, because things are starting to unravel on a number of levels. And the fact that they're even contemplating this, they're showing Bush this plan for an Iran strike, to strike them militarily, shows me at least that these people are completely out of control. Because what's going to happen if they strike Iran? You're going to see $200 for a barrel of oil. You're going to see an economic calamity here in the United States. Can you imagine what's going to happen if you have oil at $200 a barrel? And people have thrown this figure out. I'm talking about the Council of Foreign Relations President Richard Haass. He's thrown this figure out. Hugo Chavez has thrown this figure out. A lot of people have gone on the record stating that we could very well see oil at $200 a barrel if there's some sort of military action with Iran. And let's hope it doesn't come to that. But the fact that our Navy is just floating around out there, just asking for trouble. There's no need for this. We want to avoid an incident with Iran. We should back off our military, because we're the ones who are threatening them. But of course, the establishment media has it all backwards, and people are just brainwashed because they don't know basic history, and they just believe whatever the guy on TV tells them. That's their view of the world. You just go around and just ask random people about what they think of current affairs, about what they think of the world around them. And largely, they'll have a warped perception of what's going on because they get all their information from the mass media. And even people in different magazines and newspapers, they also have that warped perception of reality, and it just feeds upon itself. The big players in the mass media complex, they present a view of the world. They broadcast that view of the world, and people parrot it. And then they just claim that anybody who says that this is wrong is either crazy or a conspiracy theorist or any number of things. And that's the exact type of tactics that they used in the Soviet Union against intellectuals and political dissidents. And they ended up putting these people in mental institutions. And that's what could happen here. There might not be any Patriot Radio anymore because they're going to try to put us all in a mental institution. All because we don't believe the government. We don't believe the mass media. We must be crazy. And that's really what's happening here. That's the type of system these people are trying to set up. And that's why we need to get Ron Paul elected. And that's why I'm just frustrated with how the campaign has kind of conducted itself. We need to spend this money. We need to spend the money now. And there's no do-overs in this game. This is life or death. Let's go on to some other news. Real quick, I just want to touch upon this. And don't get me wrong, the grassroots support here for Ron Paul in New Hampshire is outstanding. Like I said before, the meetup groups are fantastic. We have phenomenal supporters that are actively behind Congressman Paul in the state. And we desperately want to see this man win this primary. And it was interesting, this video came out on YouTube last night. And a bunch of Ron Paul supporters actually chased after John Hannity when he was going back to his hotel. And I guess Hannity played something on Hannity and Combs on their show today, before I came on air, saying how oh, it's awful. These Ron Paul supporters are crazy. They're lunatics. They're trying to attack me. And I saw people on message boards and on different sites that support Dr. Paul, and they're saying, "Oh, this is horrible. These people are out of control." Well, you know what? Do you think the government has been really fair to us? Do you think the government has been fair? Do you think the media has been fair? No, they haven't been fair. And there were some people who actually said that we should apologize to Sean Hannity. Are you kidding me on this? This guy has fed propaganda and bullcrap on Fox News and on his radio program, posing as a fake conservative in an effort to neutralize any sort of populist revolution to get our country back. And these people want to apologize to this guy because, oh, we weren't polite to Sean Hannity outside a hotel? The hell with that. These people need to be confronted. They need to be held accountable for their lies, their misrepresentation of what's really going on. These people get paid millions of dollars to lie to you and to make sure the status quo of the false left-right political paradigm remains intact. So I encourage you to check out the video I got on my website. Some very, very good stuff. You see all these angry people with Ron Paul signs just surround this guy. And that's the way it should be. We need to remind these people that their tactics are failing and that we are onto them. Now we know they're lying. But anyway, let's get into some other news. I got a couple minutes left before the commercial, and we have the last segment. So let me try to get into some of these other news stories. I had this news story from the Financial Times. France is pushing for European Union enlargement, and it reads as follows. France has become a champion of further enlargement of the European Union, according to the French Minister for Europe, in a change of approach likely to ease the accession of new members to the bloc. In an interview with the Financial Times, Jean-Pierre Jouyet said the French government under Nicolas Sarkozy, the president, had ditched its longstanding skepticism about enlargement and now saw a bigger European Union as a stronger force in the world. So what they're doing is they're trying to expand the reach of the regional government over there. And this is just part of the agenda to further their aims for a global government. They have to expand the different blocks, the different regional blocks you're trying to set up. You got the North American Union here, you have the European Union over in Europe, you got the Asian Union, you got an African Union. And after that, they're going to try to merge all these regional governments. And the vast majority of these people in power over in Europe, they are globalists. They are trying to get a global government. They firmly believe in internationalism. They firmly believe in these international institutions that undermine national sovereignty. These are some very, very misguided people, and that's being nice. They're actually extremely evil and diabolical because they're doing this in a stealth-like fashion. They're not doing it with the consent of the people. The one thing the people of the various countries, they're passing things through referendums. Well, they shot down the EU Constitution. They didn't like that. The referendum shot it down. I think there's a couple countries that shot it down. I think it was actually France and the Dutch. I think those two countries shot it down. So they say, okay, well, now we're just going to have an EU treaty. And instead of it being a constitution, it's just a treaty. And guess what? The legislatures, the parliaments, they'll get to decide if we pass this. So it makes it easier for them to push through their agenda, but they just call it different. So they push through a watered-down version of the Constitution, but largely it accomplishes their goals and their objectives to further this European Union. So we got France pushing for European Union enlargement. Of course, there's a lot of players over there that are pushing for that. We also have this news on Michael Bloomberg, and this one comes from the Associated Press. Summit fuels talk of Bloomberg run. And I'll read from it. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's potential independent bid for president depends largely on whether the major party candidates embrace the political center and eschew the divisiveness prevalent in Washington, said Democrats and Republicans who participated in a summit Monday with the mayor. Now, this whole summit, you had Council of Foreign Relations members like Gary Hart at the summit. You had former Senator Sam Nunn. You had a number of these high-level establishment cronies, these globalists, these internationalists that are heavily involved in these think tanks and the establishment agenda. And what they want to do is they want to put forth Michael Bloomberg, this guy who has billions and billions of dollars that could spend as much as necessary to run under a third-party ticket, just in case Ron Paul decides, oh, I'm going to run third-party. This is an insurance policy by the elites who maintain power. But anyway, we got one more segment. We'll cover some more news. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, last segment of the show, and I just want to recap this news with Michael Bloomberg because I think this is important. Now, the fact that these people would have a summit with all of these big players involved, you got Michael Bloomberg, you have Gary Hart, you have Sam Nunn, you have all these people getting together. Clearly, what they're trying to do here, as I said in the previous segment, is they want to come up with a plan in order to counter what could be a potential third-party run by Congressman Paul. They need to neutralize that. That's why they are getting the pieces in place right now. I know they're denying it. They're saying, oh, no, this is just a summit to converse with fellow individuals and to discuss different ideas and whatnot. But no. Look, these powerful people, these establishment insiders, do not get together unless there's a reason. I mean, do you think the Bilderberg Group, do you think they just get together just to have dinner and just have a good time? You have 100 or so of the most powerful people in the world. They come together every year for a reason. They come to discuss policy and what they're going to do. And that's what happened here. So behind the scenes, they are absolutely discussing a possibility of a third party run by Michael Bloomberg, because he has billions of dollars and he can just put as much money into his campaign as he needs to. So that's why they got Michael Bloomberg. And to think that this guy is a viable third party candidate, that he represents some sort of change, is a joke. I mean, they must think people are really stupid. This guy, Michael Bloomberg, is setting up a closed circuit TV grid in New York City. This guy was talking about, what was it, just a few months ago, about how they need to outlaw cameras in New York City that need to get a license and insurance just to film in the city. This guy is total New World Order. He is total anti-freedom and total anti-constitution. But he's got billions of dollars. He can just pour as much money into the campaign as he wants. And now he's got all of these CFR establishment insiders like Gary Hart that are going to get behind him and try to organize something, because they want to have a staged debate in the general election. They don't want to have to deal with somebody like Ron Paul, who is up there, actually talk about the truth. They want to have candidates that will do what the establishment wants them to do. That's really what this is all about. So this is a very key news story, and we'll have to follow it to see what happens. Now, I got so much other news that I can't even get into. I only got a couple minutes left. But the government is claiming that they can search all laptops coming into the United States. If you're a U.S. citizen and you leave the country and then you come back, they're claiming they can search all these laptops. You know, a clear violation of our rights, of our constitutional rights. You know, they're just going on fishing expeditions. It's like these different DWI checkpoints. You're guilty until proven innocent. I mean, this is a police state. It just amazes me people don't even realize they're living in one. We also have this other news story, how this is from the New Scientist. The United States and the United Kingdom, according to this article, actually rival China in terms of the amount of surveillance it has on its citizens. That's how far our country has gone down the rat hole. We're a police state. We have cameras set up everywhere. And everything is going to hell. But anyway, we have the New Hampshire primary tomorrow. Hopefully, I'm hoping, Ron Paul will do well. He'll get at least a top three finish. And then we could at least get some momentum into the upcoming states. I really hope they didn't screw up with all the money that we've given them, but they really need to start spending the money. But anyway, I am just out of time. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams is next. Take care.